settled letter. From Tony Willis, who's 14 years old at University Hospital. Glad he will read it. Should read, hate you, never want to see you again. That's my baby. You're going to be all right, Tony. I thought for a moment you were sick there. Good night, Tony. Yeah. Stay sick, turn blue, knip. The whole world, the purple knip, knip.
That's early Ooh, Ernie. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
But that was Ernie. Yep. The great thing about Ernie, because I'd be there, you know, I'd stay overnight at his Willoughby house, you know, because, you know, Mike and I were friends, Chuck and I were friends, or I'd be over at Chuck's house. But Ernie would wake up in the morning, and he was never in a bad mood. He thoroughly enjoyed life. Yeah. And at, what was I, 14 or whatever. And it was the first time, believe it or not, I don't know why I didn't have soft-boiled eggs before I was 14 or ever, and English muffins. I never had either. And so he mixed them up in a bowl for me, made breakfast, and I'm sort of picking at the eggs. It was sort of running there. What's wrong? Well, anyway, yeah, stick an English muffin in the eggs, and you swirl them around. Now eat the darn eggs.
Did he ever give you eels for... He liked eels because he was from New England. Eels for breakfast.
But I would never eat anchovies on a pizza until Ernie. We were watching one night. It was Saturday night. We went home, and Mike's there in the family. And so we ordered a big pizza with anchovies. The delivery guy came, and we were sitting. It was a Frank Sinatra movie. It was on Channel 8 that night. And so he's watching me, and I didn't realize, but I look behind my shoulder. I'm peeling the anchovies off pizza because it just smelled horrible. Yeah. Ron, what are you doing? Well, peeling the anchovies off, Mr. Anderson. No, you don't. Eat the darn anchovies. You're going to like them. Eat them. Oh, I sure will like them. And I did after I ate it.
Well, with that voice, I mean, who's going to say no?
Right. You know. One time I remember Ernie had a big steak cookout, and he went and got the best. You might have been there. I don't know. He paid a fortune for these steaks, and he hired some people from, you know, Channel 8, and we were there, and Lazy Steaks on, he's barbecuing him.
I remember.
Guy reaches over for the A1 sauce, and Ernie snatches the steak right off his plate and puts a hamburger down.
How dare you?
That's right, defile that steak with A1
That's right,
sauce.
Defile.
Guy was insulted, and he left after a while.
I know, people live, I guess that's why they're afraid of Ernie, because he would intimidate them like that.
Well, you're certainly straightforward. You got to give him that.
Okay, now we were just talking about that famous southwestern suburban city known as Parma.
Parma.
Oh no!
All right, everybody on the freeway, watch it. Stop your car. Hit the brakes. All right, close the doors. Watch it. Get out of the car. Run around the car. All
it's
right,
actually
keep going,
happening.
Keep going.
I'm
going to
go look
right
out the window
the street,
right now. Here.
Stop the car. Hit the brakes. Run out of the car. Open those doors. Run around the car. This is our tribute to Gullardi. Ernie, we love you, man.
Wait a minute. Someone just got ran over.
I think that was Bill Gordon.
You notice the lights in the Justice Center just came on? I think
that's weird.
You know, it was Bill Gordon. They ran over the ukulele there.
What power.
I had to bring up Parma because of the fact that one of the songs, and that was, you know, the beginning of the song that we heard, and this has got to be the most beloved polka in Greater Cleveland, and that is Who Stole the Kishka?
Oh, that's right, and there was two versions of them.
That's
right.
That's correct. The Mattis Brothers and... Right. Good old Frankie Yankovic.
Yeah, and they were pretty interchangeable in the show, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that everybody loved Frankie's version only because it was a little bit peppier and had that great opening, you know, with the cowbell and everything else. And, of course, Frankie's been, you know, longtime resident and everything of the area. Although, yeah, I guess he's living down in Florida now for most part.
Yeah, that's what I understand. But, you know, who would have thought that a song based on a crime would be such a hit? You know?
Well, a kiszka is actually, what, a Polish sausage?
I don't even want to go into it.
Yeah, it's like a kielbasa only. It's thicker.
Yeah, but then during the Reagan years, and they were using it as, you know, a way to get high, just lighting them up and smoking those sausages. Right. It got so bad for a while, Nancy Reagan was saying, remember, kids, just say no to kiszka.
But the great song, though, every time somebody would mention that suburb, Parma, this thing would start up, and away we would go.
Well,
so,
again, that was Chuck telling the story on that. There was a method to the madness on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told Ernie I lived in Cleveland. I was looking for a home, a new home. So he took me out to Willoughby where he lived, and he was showing me all these homes I couldn't afford. Hmm. And, you know, I said, I just can't. And about 2 weeks later, I said, Ernie, I found a home. And he was great. He was happy. Oh, great. Yeah. I'm really happy for you. Where'd you find it? I said, Parma. And I had no idea. He lived in Parma, and he never cut his grass. I mean, never weeded his grass and all that, and the neighbors gave him a hard time. And he said, Parma, how, you know, and he was, so he started rapping me. Guess where Big Chuck bought a home, you know. And I said, Ernie, I have nice neighbors. I really get along fine. Don't do that because, you know. So he kept doing it. So I said, if you mention Parma tonight, we're going out there. I said, I'm going to cut your mic. And I was, believe me, I was the only one in the place that could do it, get away with it. So I knew he was going to do it because you don't tell him not to do anything because it's like, so I'm thinking I can't cut his mic and leave dead air. So I had this polka, which I was going to play anyway. So I figured I'd make a polka, had it all queued up. So when I cut his mic, I'll just hit that so it's not dead air. So that's how it started. Every time he'd say Parma, I'd cut his mic.
He did that the first couple of times, because Ernie, knowing him, you could see his eyes got real big. Like he was thinking, he did cut my mic. Then he's hearing the music, he starts swaying back and forth, keeping time to the beat.
Well, let's go steal a little kiszka here with Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks.
All right, on the count of three, let's everybody go. One, two, three, Parma!
Someone stole a kiszka. Someone stole a kiszka from the butcher shop. Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Someone call the cop. Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the kiszka when I turned my back. Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Won't you bring it back? You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kiszka. Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Who stole the kiszka? Won't you bring it back? Yasso found the kiszka. Yasso found the kiszka. Yasso found the kiszka. He hung it on the rack. He found the kiszka. He found the kiszka. He found the kiszka. Yasso brought it back.
You guys remember Phil McLean?
Oh, of course.
He would come down every once in a while to the show, and he and Ernie would get to talking, and I'd just leave the room because I didn't want my voice.
Talk about two sets of leather lungs.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Chuck, you one of the records that we talked about when you first came into the station tonight was a thing done by a Cleveland artist who did a real crazy act. Dressed up in the cape and the whole thing, and drove around and Came out on stage in a casket.
Yeah, Screaming Jay
Hawkins. Screaming Jay
Hawkins.
Oh, okay.
He goes back to the 50s, like I told you, when I was working in the foundry, and I listened to a lot of his stuff. And he put out a record that was, you know, it was really like an underground record. It was called Constipation Blues.
Ooh.
So I took it to Ernie, and I said, you got to listen to this. And Ernie was tears in his eyes, dying. And so he was telling somebody else at the station about this record that I had, and they were thinking he was, you know, we're going to play it. So some snitch ran up to the management and said, Ernie's going to play this X-rated record. And they told him, if you play that record, that's it, man. So whenever I wanted to get shock Ernie or something, I would sneak the music, the beginning, because they didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I'd sneak the beginning of Constipation Blues under him, and he would stop and he'd listen, and I'd get out just before you could recognize what it was. So it was like the first 20 seconds, and they'd always get his attention.
Well, he'd get tears in his eyes at the time.
So we're going to hear that now, right?
Are you going to play it all the way through?
We'll do it.
Okay,
we'll
here we go. This is,
how the heck with that license?
This is the adult time of the broadcast day.
Yes,
so
that's
right.
It's sort of a tribute to K.O. Pectate. Right?
I thought she was an Irish singer. All right, Screaming Jay Hawkins here with the Constipation Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues. Won't be
I feel all right. Yes, I begin to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right. Splash! Flush.
Let's hear it for Chris Quinn.
Right.
Where are you going to work tomorrow,
another
Chris?
Another big voyage to the bottom of the barrel. Right here on Sinking to Newer Depths of Mediocrity you never thought before possible.
And where are the remakes? You know, a hit like that.
You don't hear too many cover versions.
No, you never do. Jeez, you know.
You know, I just heard the Cranberries do this the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I take that back. Sinatra did one cover on there.
Yes, this is duets 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Right. Oh, man.
Chris really got into it. We failed to mention he has a pink flamingo hanging from his microphone.
It's true.
That's right. It's hanging by the neck.
We had to have a little decoration for the program tonight. So we have the pink flamingo hanging from the microphone here in the studio. Although I could not find a chrome ball. I was trying to get a chrome ball.
My son, Mark, who's in the studio with us, one time bought me a chrome ball.
Mark, you didn't.
Yes.
You know, and they're really tough
the
to find.
So I put it at our cottage at Kelly's Island. And
you know,
somebody broke it.
You know, believe it or not, I knew a guy in Bedford who had a chrome ball, and the kids in the neighborhood would steal the thing.
Yeah.
So finally he says, I've had it. So he painted a bowling ball. It's still there.
Yeah. Oh,
it's tough to find those chrome balls. And, you know, if you want to get them in the designer colors, your greens, your blues, you're dead.
Well, that's right. But you always know someone that really has class because it's the chrome ball rather than the ceramic sleeping Mexican.
Yeah,
right?
But did you ever see that color blue? That, you know, it's really beautiful. That after the chrome ball, what was the name of that blue color? It was just gorgeous.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Not Evening Orchid. That was
that was the
Evening
car.
Orchid,
right?
Was your car.
You know, my grandfather had one of those chrome balls in his rose garden. He couldn't understand why there were so many accidents in front of his house. He just lived on this tiny little street, Warsaw Avenue. Here, when the sun hit and it would blind you as you're going bang, you know. And why does everybody keep hitting my garage, you know?
Warsaw Avenue, right in the corner of High Goodamutta.
Yeah, that's the one.
Gulardi's Words of English. Are you ready? Out of this baby. You won't believe. Goldfish. Goldfish. Oh, that's quick thinking. Wait a minute, we're missing one here. Oh, yes. It is true. All Gulardi's friends are not young. We have a complete golden ager club. Goulet. Robert Goulet. He's a favorite singer of mine. Gulpar. Understand that one. Ghoul how? Don't understand that one. Ghoul your tires. Ride on them all the time. A ghoul mine. Ghoul vermin. Ghoul it. I'm hip. Ghoul it. Ghoul spear. Ghoul are these words of English. Remember? The coolant box. The greatest invention since chopped liver. A coolant box.
Yeah. You know, now, Chuck, you got a perfect opportunity here for people to come up with new Kool-Aid boxes.
Right. You
That's
know,
right.
On our show, I showed that clip that we just listened to with the mm-hmm. Kool-Aid box, and I took our family to Cedar Point, and my granddaughter won a thing, and I said, let me see that. It's a little battery up, and you press it, and it's
right, the little fan.
Yeah.
That's what they made the Kool-Aid box
out of. It's all plastic. And I said, I have to take that. No, I want it. I said, I'll give it back to you. I got to show it.
Great song that everybody loves, and this one is very hard to find because there were tons of people running around Sunday at the Record Collector Show trying to find a copy of Pygmy.
Oh,
yeah, that's...
Baby Sticks and the King Tones.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was on a little label out of suburban New York City area called Shelley Records. And I know the group was supposedly an R&B act from around greater New York, And the song was written by a couple of fellows who ended up doing some stuff for like James and Bobby Purify and some of the R&B and soul acts in the mid-60s. And well, the Captain Strikes Again.
Captain Ignatz does it
there
again.
There it is.
And I won't even look at the flip side. Do you remember what the flip side is?
Ida, sweet as apple cider.
That's right. Give him another shirt. Is that right, Chuck?
Cha-cha-cha.
There it
That's
is.
Right.
That's right.
So now Chris wins his shirt. Look at this.
You know, I think we even played this side once in a while.
Yeah, you did once. Yeah.
But that one is very, very hard to find. As a matter of fact, I've had people, some of the record dealers offer me like $25 for my copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because
this one's in good shape, Captain.
Because being a label like that, a small independent, you know, that Lord only knows how many copies were ever made in the first place.
Sure.
But such a great song.
Oh, whoops! Cracked it right in half. I'm sorry, Captain.
Sorry about that.
But is that another one that came through the pile? And,
right. So you don't lose this thought. After the last program, someone wrote to me about the, remember we talked about the firecracker that was wrapped in foil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was a guy, he listened to the program, he was the guy that did that. He later did some things, brought fireworks down to you at Channel 61.
Oh, is he the one that, like, put the turtle on a string? And
I don't know, he said you couldn't use it anymore, it was a state law, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he later went on to get a job in pyrotechnics or what.
Oh, he does.
I got the whole letter.
He does our 4th of July fireworks at Edgewater Park.
Popping balloons again. I can't believe we're reduced to this.
Now, the thing about the turtle was you couldn't just get turtles anymore. You know, salmonella and all that, you know, exploding salmonella. You hate to see it.
No, do you know it's easier now to get probably crack cocaine than it is to get decent boom booms?
Depends on the neighborhood now.
No, you can't go anywhere and get a good cherry bomb.
That's
telling you.
That's a good point, yeah.
But let's do a little Baby Sticks in the King Tones here. And Pygmy.
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 That guy in a pig. Get the voice down low.
Deep voice for a short guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember Spy in the Sky?
Oh, God. Yes.
That's, I mean, that really was, you know, we talk about bad movies, and they really aren't.
Spy
sometimes.
In the Sky, Atomic yeah. Submarine.
Yeah, yeah, that one, too. And absolutely no plot.
Queen of Outer Space with Gaga Gabor.
Right.
Yeah, but you could laugh along that one.
Yeah, Spy in the Sky was...
It's like an army training film, almost.
But I'll tell you what, I actually saw some pretty good movies on there, too, like Look into the Hypnotic Eye.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had that Johnson Smith disc that they put in. Oh, my God.
And House on Haunted Hill.
Yes.
That was one of Ernie's first movies. That Attack of the Crab Monster.
The Brain from Planet Eris.
Yeah. Oh, man.
John Agar.
Yeah. What? I'm knocking on the phone? Hello? Yes, this is Gulati. Love you, baby. Adore you. Yes. Do I what? Do I know how to make? Oh, what the world is it I'm supposed to know how to make? Oh, yeah. Hello. Egg foo young. Sure. You take a young egg and you foo it. Oh, boy, what a bad boy. Gulati's got a million of those. Right.
Time to wrap things up, and I want to do it with the signature song, the one that everybody just loves, and one of the craziest songs that ever came along. And that, of course, is the Rivingtons with Papa Ooh Mau Mau.
Yeah!
Funniest sound I ever heard. And I can't understand the single word. Is he serious or is he playing? Oh, mama is all he's saying. Papa, who? Papa, papa, papa,
with Papa Ooh Mau Mau as our Gulati music party comes to a close. And this is Chris Quinn, and I want to thank our special guests that have been with us for the second go-around, and our tribute to Ernie Anderson, the great Gulati, Big Chuck Shadowski from Channel 8.
Thank you. Yes, my pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for having me and the Buckeye Penguin on the show back with Little John a few weeks ago.
Anytime.
We always have a good time coming down with you. My thanks to Ron Swede, the Ghoul.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure's been all yours, Chris.
And, of course, Mike Olszewski.
And thank you, Chris.
The King is going to close out the show himself.
Don't forget, group, Ghoul it over there, and we'll see you what? Huh? Next Friday. Stretch. Hurry up. You've only 10 seconds. You faked me out, you sniff. Oh, if that don't go bang, the ending's gonna be a bomb. Hey, next week, turn blue. The whole world loves.